From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama made history by visiting Hiroshima, Japan, the site of the world's first atomic bombing. Thousands of cheering Japanese greeted the president's motorcade as he made his way to the city's memorial park. President Obama said that while the past cannot be forgotten, the memories can and have helped forge a better future.
We may not be able to eliminate man's capacity to do evil. So nations and the alliances that we formed must possess the means to defend ourselves. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear and pursue a world without them.
Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also laid a wreath in remembrance of the tens of thousands who died in the blast and the millions who died during World War II. U.S. Special Forces in Syria, who were wearing patches of a Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to remove them due to political sensitivities. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said for Special Forces units to wear patches of the People's Protection Unit, known as the YPG, on U.S. military uniforms was not authorized.
The bottom line and the important thing is that the situation has been corrected and that we have communicated to our allies that such conduct was inappropriate and it was unauthorized.
Turkey, a NATO ally, considers these Kurdish forces to be terrorists and expressed anger over French news agency photos showing the American forces wearing those patches. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas as thousands of protesters gathered in central Baghdad Friday and attempted to enter the so-called Green Zone. For the second week in a row, protesters, many of them supporters of the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, breached a barbed wire barrier and attempted to pull down the concrete walls surrounding the international zone, which contains the main Iraqi government offices. Last week, four people were killed when demonstrators forced their way into the Green Zone and stormed Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office before being driven out by security forces. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says the Islamic State's top military commander in Fallujah is among 70 militants killed in coalition airstrikes. A coalition spokesman says more than 20 strikes have been carried out in the past 4 days, and Maher al-Bilawi, the commander of Islamic State fighters in Fallujah, was killed 2 days ago. In the race for the White House, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were campaigning in California, which holds its presidential primary June 7th. In Fresno, California, Trump told a cheering crowd that he could solve the state's water crisis.
And I've heard this from other friends of mine in California where they have farms up here and they don't get water. I said, oh, that's too bad. Is it a drought? No, we have plenty of water. I said, what's wrong? Well, we shove it out to sea. And I said, why? And nobody even knows why. And the environmentalists don't know why. Now they're trying to protect a certain kind of 3-inch fish.
Later, a large group of protesters gathered outside a Trump rally in San Diego, California. Some of them clashed with police. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met with community and school leaders in Oakland, California, Friday to speak about social issues facing urban communities in the area. More than 100 health experts have called on the World Health Organization to consider whether the Rio Olympics should be canceled because of the threat of the Zika virus. In a letter to the WHO, the experts said the Brazilian strain of the virus harms health in ways that science has not seen before. It said holding the Olympics in Rio poses an unnecessary risk to the more than 500,000 foreign tourists expected to attend the Games. Meanwhile, the International Olympic Committee says 23 competitors from the London Games have failed dope tests. The IOC retested 265 samples from London using more sophisticated scientific methods. It found the positive tests in athletes from 5 different sports and 6 different countries. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.